This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Tuesday, October 8th. God's word for you today is Past Baggage. Our scripture reading is taken from Matthew chapter 10, verse 30 to 31. And it says, "And the very hairs on your head are all numbered. So, don't be afraid. You are more valuable to God than a whole flock of sparrows." By the grace of God, over the next few days, we will be looking at letting go of the past. This year is fast expiring, so you need to let go of all the baggage in your past. At times like this, the enemy tries to creep up on us to remind us of prayer points we have that have not been answered. The question is, what about the things that you did not even put on your prayer list that God did for you? If you can think deeply, often those are the things that fill our hearts with gratitude. I was thinking along these lines, and I had so many in my life. For example, it occurred to me that since I had my car almost 8 years ago, I have never had a single flat tire while driving the car. We have changed the tires though, routine. If you have a car, you should change your tires. But that I have driven and I had a flat tire somewhere, not once. And that is a big deal. If you look at your life, there are so many of such things that God has done for you. Are you wondering what that has to do with God? A lot. God says that the hair on your head is numbered. God is interested in the minute details of your life. So, as we move towards the end of this year, you need to let go of the past. For some, it is anger that defines your past. You need to let go of anger. For some, it is bad financial decisions, bad parenting, bad habits, hurt, bitterness, or resentment. Yet, for some, it is the fact that you did not measure up to your own expectations, or maybe the death of a loved one, perhaps due to medical negligence. But God is saying you need to let go of the past. You need to let it go. Some have lost things. God says you should let it go because He has a great future for you. And for others, it is the successes that you need to let go of. Past breakthroughs, past lifting, past jobs, past promotions. Great, but that is history now because God is going to do exceedingly, abundantly, above what you can ever think or imagine, in the mighty name of Jesus. And if there is someone that needs to let go of a lot of all these things, it was Peter. Peter needed to let go of anger. His friend told him he made a bad financial decision when he let go of his fish to follow a carpenter. You could say that Peter had bad habits, was hurt, and had resentment. You could say Peter had the challenge of measuring up even to his own expectations. He let himself down. And above all, Peter lost someone close to him, his closest friend, Jesus. Peter is a classic example of a lot of our lives. So, how did Peter let go of his past? We will delve into these in days to come. Let us pray. Father, I receive the grace to let go of past baggage in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.